Boker Tov World. Today's daf in Masechet Makot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Dalet. And stick out your hands and absorb this amazing daf, because we are in the middle of figuring out why it was that we've got these three completely different shitot about what the halacha is for Malkus on Misa, Malkus on Kores, and Malkus on regular Yisurim. Now remember the way that we've understood this perek. The nature of the perek is not there in order to let me know all of the Chayvei Malkias, which, as the Rambam gave us that lovely little way to remember things, is that it is based on the word Zar. Zar is to the Zion Reish. That's the 207 different types of Malkios that we would have. They're certainly not mentioned here. So if that's the case, what is the purpose of the perek? So we understood that the underlying issue of the perek is to define the nature of Azharot. When the Torah says the Lavim in the Torah, there's many different varieties, not only in terms of the Onesh, which is the difference between Chiyuvei Misa Malkos and just some lavim that are not even Mechayev Malkus, and some that are Mechayev Kores. There's also differences in how those lavim are arranged. So we've got a lav that's Nitek La'aseh. We have a lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. We have a lav She'ein Bo Maisa, and so on. All of these underlying issues are going to be explored in this perek. So therefore, when we discuss over here, we're going to find some fascinating kind of limudim that are really universal kind of limudim about the nature of Avtaras today, and also things that appear on the surface strange, because they're so totally in Eino Inyan oriented that it seems to be almost imaginary that you could apply one din to another. But if we understand that the whole point of the examination of the Chayvei Krisos, particularly, is they link themselves to each other in many ways, especially in the Parsha of Arayas, where we have a single Chi of Chorus that's all of the Eskola Toivot Eilu V'Nichrasa, and then we have certain Chiyuvei Karet on certain specific Isurim, where we understand that that is the place where the Torah is giving us essentially the interrelationship between the different type of Azaras. And that's why the Mishnah opened up, really, with the Arayas, some of which are Chayav Misa, that the Mishnah studiously avoids, some of which that are Chayav Kores, which the Mishnah takes too many examples of, some of which are not even a Chayav of Kores, and over there we get into the question of how do the Lavim interrelate, which brings us, of course, to the other question. Is Iser Chalal Iser? Is an Almana V'Grusha the same thing as a Grushava Almana? That's a mathematical question, huh? But the truth is, as we see in our Mishnah, it is not. The differences between Yisr Mosif and Yisr Kolal and the Dinim of Yisr Chalal Yisr. This is extremely rich interrelationships, and it's for that reason that we're focusing very much onto the way that the Torah presents the various Karet, where there are many that seem to be basically the same, some of which are spoken about as if there's only one Kares for all, and some of which are Miyuchad. So we found that there were three completely different shitot yesterday. And that was that we had Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel held that there's even a chiyuv of Malkus on an Azara Sheyesh Bo Misas Bezdin. And then we had Rabbi Akiva, who says, no, there's no chiyuv of Malkus on an Iser Lav, where it was an Azara Shenitan Li Azaras Misas Bezdin, which is, of course, another type of Azara. But there is, if it's an Azara that is Nitan for Karet, and we weren't sure, well, why would that be true? If the problem was Kedei Rishato, isn't that the same thing? Kedei Rishato means Risha Achat, Ata Mechaivo, V'yata Mechaivo, Mishim Shtei Risha Yod, should include not being Mechaiv him both Malkus and Kores, the same way that it includes not being Mechaiv him both Malkus and Misa. So yesterday, we finally worked out the understanding of Rabbi Akiva, And we were able to be machalic between them because it's lopsika milta lekaret, as we ended up saying, since it's possible to get out of the karet, on that it doesn't say, by doing tshuva, on that it doesn't say that you're being machayev and mishim shtei rishoyot. Shtei rishoyot, or whether we're shtei rishoyot vadai. But then we had the third shita, which was Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, even in a chiev of karet, there's no chiev of malchus. Not like our Mishnah, and not like Rabbi Akiva. And we haven't gotten down to the bottom of Rabbi Yitzchak's Sfarah yet, and that's where we're holding today. So we did explore Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva yesterday. Now we're going to do Rabbi Yitzchak. So we're up to Rabbi Yitzchak Omer near the top of the daf. Chai ve'kritot bechlalo. I'll tell you why I say that there is no chiev malchus, even on an azara sheyesh bo chiev karet, not to mention an azara shenitan le mitat beidin, that for sure not. Take a look at the way that the Torah presents the din of karet. Kol asher yaseh mikol hatoevot ha'elu v'nichrut. So that's a very general karet on all of the different arayot that are mentioned. So explain to me why it says a separate karet when it comes to achoto. Now, why do we need to have that special din of karet if there's a general karet that was mentioned all over? That comes to repeat the idea. Ish asher yikach et achoto v'nichratu. Now, this is in Kiddushim. Remember, because we're going to have the same type of repetition in Achrimot, which we're going to discuss later. So the pasuk in Kiddushim goes, V'ish asher yikach et achoto v'nichratu. Fine. So that, I mean, obviously it's a whole achoto, the pataviv, the patimo, and so on, but we'll talk about that later. But right now, it's the fact that it mentions karet at all with achoto, which is completely unnecessary, because it doesn't bother mentioning karet with any of the other cases of the many arayot that are mentioned. That comes to tell me that laduno bekaret velo b'malkut. The point is that the Torah is repeating the halacha to teach me, when I say there's a chiev, I mean there's a chiev of karet and nothing else. So the repetition is there to teach me you only get the chiev of karet. How do I know that? By all of the examples? So this brings us, of course, back to the very general principle of anytime we have a klal, and something is mentioned specifically that would have been included in that klal. So what is the din? If it's a yotzim in a klal, if it's coming to teach us something, the lamed, lo al atzmo le lamed alone, but al kol hakal kulo, it's melamed. So if it comes to teach me that achoto is not chayev in malkot, the same thing is true about any of the chayve karet. They are not going to be chayev and malchus. That is Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. Now, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who disagree with this, they obviously have to account for the fact that it does say achoto separately. So why is that? Why do we need that karet? So Verabonon answers the Gemara because they learn that each one of these chayuvei karet are chayev as separate korban chatas. And you might have thought that in the event that you have one karet as a klal for a great number of isurim, if you do all of those isurim behel and achas, since there's only one karet, there's also only one korban, despite the fact that each one of those azarot were mentioned separately. But since the korban is only brought on an isur lav that has a chiev of karet or worse on it, so apparently, if there's only bothered to give us one karet, so that means you're only chayev one korban. How do I know you would be chayev a korban individually? So that we could have the korban individually, or it could be severally on these isurim. How do I know that? That is called lechalek. I know that from the fact that the Torah mentions specifically karet ba'achoto to tell me, look, even though it says at the end there's a karet, you'd think that means karet for all, it means really a karet for each. That's the point. Uked Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, why does it say in the Mishnah in Kritot? So it opens up with the Mishnah that there's 36 Kritot in the Torah. What's the difference? How many Kritot there are? We're not the ones that are going to be administering the karet. And I know how to count. I mean, it's certainly not telling me something new by telling me the number. Says Rabbi Yochanan, yes, you are. The mentioning of the number is to tell me also the maximum number of korban chatas that you would have to bring if you do them all. And the point of the Mishnah is she'im asa'an kolam be'alem echat, chayav al kol achat v'achat. So how do we know that then, L'chalik? This is the makor of L'chalik. Why did the Torah mention in, just take a piece at random, one of the Isurim that are mentioned in the Isuri Arayot that there is a general chiyav of karas for? That's to teach me. Well, pick a card, any card. Each one of those cards is going to be chayav separately, the karas that is written at the end. So now, wait a minute, that's a pretty good lesson. I mean, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, isn't this the first thing to learn? So l'chalik minalik, so how does he know the din of l'chalik? He says, now, wait a minute, you're being a little sneaky over here. There is another case in the Arayot that mentions karet individually, not only achoto. Well, I know that from El Isha Benidat Tumata. Now, have you ever met a menstruating male? I haven't, and I wouldn't want to meet one. And therefore, if the Torah tells me El Nida, it really doesn't have to say El Isha Nida, does it? I mean, that sort of figures on its own. So you know why it's saying Isha Benida Tumata? To teach me L'chayev Al Kol Isha V'Isha. That's there in order to tell me that you would be chayev a separate chatas for each one of these women. So, okay, so can't we learn l'chalik from there? Yes, you're right. I must admit, in achinami, that's true. Okay, so now that we've stripped away your phony answer, what's the real answer? Why do you need the pasuk of the Koreis by Achoto to be Mechalik, if you're now admitting that you would learn it out from the same place I learn it out, says Rabbi Yitzchak, from the repetition, unnecessarily, of Isha? Ah, so Elo Koreis Achoto Lamali, what's the real answer? Ah, now, that's a different question. Here we're talking about these different women, right? But they're all the same Isser. They're all Nidais. But how about where you have the separate Isurim. So you have a concept of Achoto. Well, I mean, you have an Achoto that's your sister. You have an Isra Achoto that's your father's sister. You have your Isra of Achoto that's your mother's sister. I mean, so if you were over on all of those three different people, we think at this time, and you would claim, well, they're all sort of Achotos, right? They're Isrei Achot. What? Why would I need a pasuk to be mechalik in a case like that? That you have through? Obviously, they're completely different, totally different people, and totally different lavim. What havamina is there that there wouldn't be a chiluk if there's a chiluk even for the separate woman in the same iser? So pshita. A, they're gufim muchlakim, and B, they're shemot muchlakim, because at this point, we think that we're talking about three separate women, and three separate Isurim, each one is mentioned separately in the Torah. So why would I think that I need a special pasuk? No. Of course, that's not what I mean. I mean, if these three different Isurim are all the same woman, that's what I mean. Now, this is one of Richie's favorite sugyas because he goes into singing that little song of the hillbillies. And what would this be talking about? Where the same woman is your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister. Go ahead, Richie. Give us your famous rendition. So, hechi mashkach hasla. All right. Yeah, you know, we see it's really true. You're getting to be your own grandpa here. All right. So what would be the situation over here? Obviously, we're not dealing with regular people. We're dealing with hillbillies. Barishia, barishia. So we'd have to have a case where a guy actually gets two daughters by sleeping with his mother, And then he goes and sleeps with one of those daughters and has a son. And from that daughter, now if that son sleeps with his other daughter, who is his mother's sister, so he's also his mother's sister. She's his father's sister because they both came from the same mother. And it's his own sister because they both came from the same father. So over there you would have one woman who is your sister, your mother's sister, and your father's sister. What would be the din in that case where we have no gufim muhlakim, but we do have the azharot that are muhlakot? That is why I need it. So the question is, that seems to be a pretty good explanation. What is Rabbi Yitzchak going to do? Because he needs that extra chorus that is said by Achoto, not to tell me that the extra isurim, each one of them is a separate chiev. He uses it to tell me that there's no chiev of Malkus on an isur karet, right? So where does he know this halacha? So Rabbi Yitzchak, hominole, well, he says, I think that it's a kal v'chomer, the same kal v'chomer. Take a look at this Mishnah, and you'll see, just say, it's not. It says in the Mishnah here in Krisus, Omer Rabbi Akiva, sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua b'itli shel imaus. We were walking to get some caterer and some moser for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So we're going through the itlis, it's like the butcher area. And I asked him, as we were walking there, what would be the din of a case? This case, abal achoti, achoto, shu achot aviv, shi achoti mo mao. This exact case. Is the din over there that inu chayav akulam ela achat? Or is the din over there that you're chayav akol achat v'achat? Okay, now this was the very question that you're claiming that I need to answer by bringing a raya from this pasuk, right? But Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua didn't bring a raya from a pasuk. They brought a raya from a kal v'chomer. You know what they said to me? This is Rebbe Akiva speaking. Rebbe Yitzchak is saying, look, I don't have to do better than them, do I? And what Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua said to Rebbe Akiva, who asked the question, was, look, Zulo Shamanu, we haven't gotten a specific Kabbalah from our Rabbeim about what the din is over here, but we'll tell you our answer. Our answer is that from we have learned that Shamanu, Haba al chamesh nashim nidot be'elam echad. So let's say you sleep with five separate women, all of whom are nidot, and you didn't know about this iser nida at all until after you had slept with all of them. How do the din is over here that we just mentioned earlier that we learned from the extra pasuk by nida shechayev al kol achat v'yachat, because we didn't need to have isha nida. So it seems to us that your question about what the din would be about this single woman who has these three isurim, it seems to be a kal v'chomer. Because look, if nida, which represents only a single azhar, so there's only a shem echad, they're all usur mitam nida. And the fact that they're five separate women, I mean, that shouldn't matter, because it's basically the same iser being done over and over again without anything in between to let you know that would trigger a chiyav achatas. And nonetheless, the very fact that these are separate women is enough to be mechayev you a separate chatas for each one. Now, if you slept with the same woman 5 times or 100 times and not knowing that there's an iser nida, then there would not be a separate chiyav on each act. There would be one chiyav because it's all the same person and it's all the same iser. So if just because it's a different person, you would be chayav al kol achas v'kachas, over here, you have actually three different isurim. Isn't it obvious that the moker of the separate dinim of the chiyav of korbanos is the azhara in the Torah and not essentially the particular body that you're doing it with? And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak would say, look, it was good enough for Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, so it's good enough for me. Now, why exactly? I mean, apparently, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Sorry, I said Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. I meant it was good enough for the, when they were walking together, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, so it should be good enough for me. It's not good enough for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva for some reason. They say that they need this pasuk, so they want to take away the extra pasuk of Koris Bachoso because they say we can't learn it from the Kal Vachomer. And I say, if it was good enough for Rabbi Yeshua, it's good enough for me. What do they have against this, right? The Idah. So why do Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva say that they want to use the extra chorus for this? They say, because it's an obvious Kal Vachomer Pricha. I understand. First, you make an assumption, you know. Your assumption is that the gufas that are mechulakim are certainly not going to be a more powerful chiluk for chatos than the lav. I mean, that was supposed to be what we were learning. You know, wasn't that part of the question? I mean, how are you making the assumption, and then you make a Kal Vachomer based on your assumption? It's ridiculous. Mala nida shiken gufin muchlakim. Maybe over there, the whole point is that the object of the Avera is what's mechalik. Okay, so it's a different person. A different person is a different chatas. And what does that mean? That if it's the same person, just because there's Shemot Mechulakim, that's also Mechalik for Chataot. I mean, maybe the very fact that it's one person means that we can't look at it as separate acts. So what kind of Kal Vachomer is that? Yeah, hey, Rabbi Yitzchak, what kind of Kal Vachomer is that? It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, Havadai Kal Vachomer Pricha. All right. So you don't let me rely on Rabbi Yeshua, huh? Okay, so I'll tell you how I do know it. I know it from another actual additional word that doesn't make any sense. I learn it out from the fact that it mentions achoto at the end of the pasuk again. So the same pasuk that I'm learning, okay, which they say, well, I can't use that pasuk because I need it for this din to be mechalik. Remember what that pasuk is. Let's go over the pasuk so we understand Rabbi Yitzchak's position. The ish asher yikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo v'ra'a et ervata v'yitir et ervato chesed hu v'nichretu le'nei v'nei amam. Now dig these next words. Ervat achoto gila. Yeah, you just said that. Well, I mean, obviously, you just said, Isha Shiyikachet Achoto Bat Aviv. I mean, Ra'at Ervata, doesn't that mean Ervat Achoto Gila? So why are you repeating Ervat Achoto again? You're saying the Achoto twice in the same pasuk? Because there's different kinds of Achoto. So therefore, it's coming to tell me, if you have an Achoto that's your own Achot, or is additionally another achot. Maybe she's achot avicha. Maybe she's achot imecha. Maybe she's all three. I don't know. That's why that extra achot comes to tell me every one of those achots are going to be mechayev. So that I learn the concept of chiluk of the azhoras. Now note that each one of these discussions defines a concept that's going to be true across kol ha-Torah kula. So what I'm learning therefore from here, that the nature of karbonis is defined by the shame and not only by the goof. That means we've learned two very important dinim so far from this discussion. Even if we don't hold of Rabbi Yitzchak, everybody agrees that we've definitely discovered the concept of gufas mechulakim and shemot mechulakim. The only question is from where. So Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, I learned it out from that extra achoto, and therefore I have the concept itself of Kores Ba'achoto to teach me the fundamental halacha that there is only Karet and not Malkus. Now, for some reason, this is not good enough for Rabbi Akiva and for Rabbi Shmona. I don't know why, but for some reason, not good enough for them. So they want to learn it out of the actual Pasuk itself, the very fact that it says Achoto with Kores, right? Yeah, okay, but, you know, this is a good question. Excuse me, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's wrong with Rabbi Yitzchak utilizing the achoto at the end to tell me this halacha of the chiluk of the shemot? And then you'd be left with the same lima that he has, which you're rejecting, and you should agree with him that there is only karet for achoto, and there is no malchus, huh? So what do they do with that? They say, well, You forgot something, didn't you? It's, what does it say in this pasuk? Isha sheyikach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo. Okay, how about if she is your sister from both a common father and a common mother? That doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says if you sleep with your sister who is your mother's daughter or your father's daughter, but what if she's both daughters? What would be the din there? You'll say, well, what do you mean? I mean, obviously, if she's both, it's even worse, isn't it? You'd be right in saying that. And that's exactly why the Torah repeats Achoto at the end. To tell me, say Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, to tell me that if I hadn't mentioned this other Achoto to include a case where she is both your maternal and paternal sister, you wouldn't know the din. What? That's right. Why not? Ein onashim min adin. That's why not. So this now brings us to a third very important yesod that we're learning from here. Namely, that when you've got a lav, the lav is defined as mentioned in the pasuk and not by any extensions of your logic such as a kal vachomer. And therefore, I need to mention again the Achoto to teach me that yesod, which becomes another yesod b'kol haTorah kula. Amazing. Okay, so this is now another aspect of what defines an Hazara. Now, that's awfully important, isn't it? Reb Yitzchak, uh-oh. That's awfully important, Reb Yitzchak. So why don't you need that Achoto to tell me that? How come you say, I've got Achoto anyway, at the end of the pasuk to teach me the chiluk of the shalosh azorais that are separate? No, you don't. You need it to tell us the din of ein onashin min adin. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, there's two possibilities here. Now, we don't know what Rabbi Yitzchak really would say, because we're trying to figure out what his position is based on what he said. But look, it could be that Rabbi Yitzchak learns out the Onesh from the Azhara. Because in the, remember, we've been talking about the Pasuk in Kedoshim Tiyu, but there's also the Pasuk in Achrimot, which introduces the Lav, right? So it says there the same repetition. It says, Ervat bat eshet avicha, Moleret avicha, achotchahi, lo tegale ervata. So this is not sleeping with a half-sister, right? And it repeats, achotchahi. Now, generally, if she is bat eshet avicha, she is achotcha. So it's coming to tell me, achotcha, to add, and if she's your full sister, both mother and father, you would also be usher. Well, I know that. It's a kal vachomer, isn't it? So what do we see from here in Achrimot? That there is no ein, not only ein onashin min hadin, ein mazhirin min hadin. That you cannot actually be mazir. To give us the lav, you're not allowed to do that based on your logic. And it doesn't say it in the Torah. So this is a general principle. And perhaps Rabbi Yitzchak learns the general principle of Ein Onashim Min Adin from the fact that we have exactly the same limud where in Achrimot it's talking about Ein Mazirin Min Adin. So if the Torah tells me you cannot define an Azhara based on your own logic, then it makes sense to say that you cannot define the Onesh of that Azhara based on your own logic either. So maybe he doesn't need an extra pasuk to tell me that Ein Onashim Min Adin, which leaves him that extra Achoto at the end in Kedoshim to you to teach me the Chiluk Chatos for the different types of the Achot, which leaves the pasuk of karet b'achoto to tell me the general halacha that you only get karet and you don't get malchus, masha inkein. If you cannot learn, and which apparently Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold, you cannot learn the onesh from the azara that ein onshin min adin, so they don't have the achoto to tell me that, so they need the original karet b'achoto to be the mokar of the din of the chalukah of the various types of achot. They don't have the extra pasuk of Kares Bachoto to teach me the general halacha that you get Kares and not Malkas. And that's why they argue with Rabbi Yitzchak. So we trace this all back. each step one after the other, it's very clear how it is that we end up having these different shitas about simply based on the question of, do I have an extra koris b'achoto to teach me the general halacha that you only get koris and you don't get malchus? So that's one approach. Now, there's another approach. I'm not sure what Rabbi Yitzchak holds, but Iboizema, it's possible that Rabbi Yitzchak learns the din that your sister from both a father and a mother, there's also another achoto that he is dorish in the event that he doesn't learn ein onshin min adin from ein mazirin min adin. And where is that? Well, you forgot the extra achoto. And that is, have you ever met a daughter of your same mother or a daughter of your same father who is not your sister? Go ahead. I challenge you. Even Richie can't come up with this one. So therefore, it isn't necessary to say the word Isha Shiyikach et Achoto Bat Avivo Bat Imo, is it? All you need to say is Ish Asher Yikach Bat Avivo Bat Imo. Well, obviously, she'll be achoto. So then that means the opening word achoto, besides the extra word achotkahi in the end, which makes no sense, the opening word achoto is absolutely unnecessary. And therefore, from there, I understand that we've got that extra achoto to tell me that it's an extra limud, so that now I have lots of places to learn all three things. Kores b'achoto, but not malchus. Separate achoto for each azara. Achoto, who is your full achot, even if we already knew your half achot. Great. Ooh, hey, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, you never thought of that one, did you? Rabbi Yitzchak's got a good point over here. You've got an extra achoto, which should allow you to learn, like Rabbi Yitzchak does, that karet and only karet is what the din is, and not malchus for karet, huh? What do you do with that extra achoto at the beginning of the pasuk? Now, I mentioned to you earlier that the fact that we're utilizing these parshias, in which the Torah gives a list of asaras that are interrelated in Achremot with a list of onashim in Kedoshim and giving you all of these extra hints and limudim, this is the central place for the birur of the interrelationship of the azarot and the onashim. Do you see how beautiful that is? Like this, you wonder, why do I need like these two separate descriptions of all of the arayot that take up half of the parsha of Achrimot and that take up half of the parsha of Kedoshim? And it seems to be like this mysterious thing. Look, I don't know, you know. But now it turns out that in the complex interrelationship between the Azarot and the Kritut, we learn out all of these understandings between the lines with each extra in every one of these psukim to tell me general halakhas that apply across kol ha-Torah kula in the understanding of an azara, its mokar for a chiyav of karet, or its mokar for azaras misas bezdin, or its mokar for an azara for a korban, and so on. So now it is not strange, it should not be strange for you, the following answer, which for people who don't understand what's going on here, sounds absolutely off the wall. Why do we have that extra achoto? I'll tell you why. It's to tell me that if somebody makes a duplicate of the Shemen HaMishcha, and he also uses the original Shemen HaMishcha to put on his skin, that he would be chayev two separate chataot. What? What? Shemen HaMishcha? What in the world are you talking about? We're in the middle of the Parsha of Arayas. Aha. But we're not really in the middle of the Parsha of Arayas. We're only pretending to be in the middle of the Parsha of Arayas. But what we're really learning here is all about the concepts of the different ways that Lavim and Koras interrelate. Now, we've got another pasuk, albeit it's not in this parsha openly, but we've got another pasuk that is very confusing to us. And it says, Ish asher yikach kamohu, v'asher yitain mimenu alzar, v'nichrat mi'amav. Now, take a look at that pasuk. If you either yikach kamohu, so you made a duplicate of the Shemin HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu made, or you took the real Shemin HaMishka and you put it on your own skin or someone else's skin who is not meant to have the Shemin HaMishka, then v'nichrat mi'amav. One karet, two of So now, what is the relationship in that pasuk between two separate azharas that are given one din of karet at the end? That's the question. Now, we could ask Choni HaMa'agel this issue, but, I mean, he's complaining that nobody listens to him anyway, but Gavi was kind enough to actually attempt to present the Shaila directly. So, thanks, Gavi. So, in that case, the din is that from here we learn, from where we learn, from here in the Parsha of Arayas, that extra achoto comes to tell me exactly this halacha. Now, we're going to be talking about this chiyuv later on here in detail, but we did list it over here in the Mishnah, the two separate Isurim, somebody who makes the Shemin HaMishka, and obviously the extra achoto, even though it's talking about something else, but we have our general klal. Im eno inyan, because we've already learned all of the dinim here by the arayas that is nogea, the isha, both from isha b'nidat tumata and from the extra achoto, this achoto then is not needed to tell me the din of chaluka in the arayas, because I know it from Nida. So why does the Torah mention it again? And Rabbi Yitzchak is right. There is an additional mention. But you know what that additional mention is for? That's to tell me in the same, not same, but similar case, where you've got two mentions of a lav and one chorus at the end, that there too the halacha is that you have two separate chataot that are involved. And it's not only in these arayot that we say that halacha. That's the main inyan. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he doesn't have the extra achot to duplicate an imeno inyan, because he's using the extra achot, remember, ultimately to tell me that you're chayev only chorus and not malchus. So how does he know that there's a separate lav, a separate, rather, korban for each one of those lavim? Now, he knows it because he agrees with the shita of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya said, this halacha of utilizing one karet for separate lavim, and to say that therefore each one of those lavim is a chi of korban, is a general rule in the Torah. We don't need a separate limud for erva and for kochim and the Shemin HaMishka. This is the overall halacha. Wherever you have kol makom shata motze shnei lavim v'koret echad, this is a general principle. And here's another example of it. Chalukin ein lekorban, and therefore it's known without needing a special im eino inyan. And that's the point, that we understand this as being a klal b'kola terekula. Or, now I don't have to say that Rabbi Yitzchak must agree with it. It's even possible that Rabbi Yitzchak would not agree that it's a general principle, and lo savar la k'Rabbi Elazar, but he has another extra pasuk to create the im eino inyan from the Parsha of Arayas. And I bet you didn't think about that one. And that is the pasuk that we have not darshaned, where over here we have an extra pasuk teaching me the din of ish ve'ish asher ishkav et isha dava v'nichretu. Now that is apparently a completely extra pasuk, even though this is in, remember, in Kedoshim, even though we already know the chiyuv of Koret that was mentioned kol hatoivota elo in Achremot. So why are we mentioning again a chatas by anida? Because therefore it must be that we've got another extra pasuk. What were we going to say because we already had the Pasuk in Achrimot ve'el Isha benidat tumatat to tell me each one of these nashim. So why are we repeating it again in Kedoshim Tiyu? It must be an imeno inyan. Imeno inyan too. Nida. Tneu inyan. Le'ish asher yaseh asher yikach komo v'asher yitem mimeno alzar. And therefore we know that there would be two separate korbanos, even if we didn't agree with Reb Elazar and say it's a din in kol haTorah kula. Wow. What is Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva going to do with this? They learned the halacha of separate chatot in the case of a single kores. They learned this out of the achoto, which Rabbi Yitzchak was using to tell me that it's only karet and not malchus. Why can't they learn it from here? I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, they say that extra pasuk of the additional kores by Kedoshim Tiyu of an Isha, Nida, is to teach me the din of Rabbi Yochanan. D'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Minayin she'en Aisha Tmiya, Ad she'yetze Madva Derech Ervata. Now, this is a completely different halacha, because there we're talking about Asher Yishkav et Isha Dava. That comes to tell me that if you operate on a woman and her menstrual blood is actually removed from her womb in the course of a cesarean operation or some other operation, gynecological operation, that is not dam nida. Dam nida is specifically vaginally expressed dam. How do I know that? Shenemar v'ish asher yishkav et isha dava v'gila dervata. What is the combination of Isha Dava with Gila Dervata? That's the point. The Dava is the reference to the bleeding. Ad sheyetze madva, melamed sheina Isha Tmeya, ad sheyetze madva, that which makes her Dava, that is to say, her menstruation, derech ervata. So it has to be specifically vaginal and not just that it got out of her body through some type of operation. So that's a completely different need for that pasuk, and because of that, and it happens to be that Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold to that. So then, if you don't hold of Rabbi Yochanan's din, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's din, that madva is only derech ervata, so then you don't need the pasuk for that, which gives him an extra pasuk. In the end, it turns out that the entire domino effect of that one extra pasuk pushes each one of the limudim one step back, according to Rabbi Akiva, because he doesn't have this extra limud, and it lets the dominoes fall forward, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, which allows that first diuk of the mentioned bichlal of the chiyuv of karet for no reason, again by achoto, even though there's a general kol hatoivoteo. That gives him that extra pasuk to tell me only karet and not malchus. So it all boils down in the end to this particular machlokas. Is there a din of achetetse matva derech ervata or not? So you have to review this a few times to make it clear what the different elements are. But basically, what we've learned is that aliba de Rabbi Yitzchak, and we don't paskin this way, and our Mishnah doesn't go this, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there's a chi of kares, it is not going to be chayim malchus, as opposed to our Mishnah, which goes a libet Rabbi Akiva, that it is chayim malchus. We also learned from Elisha, we learned that gufot are muchlakim. We also learned out from the halacha of the achot, if she's achotcha, and also achot aviv, and also achot imo, that shemot are muchlakim. Now, there we started arguing already about how we know it. Rabbi Yitzchak learned it from the extra achoto at the end of the pasuk, and the Rabbanan use it from Rabbi Yitzchak's limud that there's only kares and no malchus. Then we needed an extra din to tell me that you're chayiv kares for a full sister, and that ein onshin min adin. Then we learned out a halacha that you're chayav, there's an azhara for a full sister, which teaches me ein mazirin min adin. And then we have this machloket at the end, which accounts for the extra pasuk about whether there's a din of dam nida only being metame vaginally, or whether it would be metame even in a gynecological procedure. Okay, moving.
For the people in Chutzlars, that the Malam is at the Arkeanada, it's at the Lutri interchange. Chachamim met there all the time. It's in many Mishnayos, and it's visitable.
Visitable. All right, that was a special word from our sponsor, but remember, you do not have to do your tours only with the famous tour guide, Rev Barnea. You could also do it with Sir Richard, who was once a famous tour guide, and we call him the once and always tour. You could also take that tour with Alon Rogoff, who has his video running as an advertisement right here on that daf. You could do that tour with David Solomon, who is not currently competing, apparently, but there you go. All right. So we've got basically Chayshinan Legomlim, I think, of our tour guides. They seem to all be pressing for others' businesses, which is a lovely thing to do. You're saying that's permanent?
Who knows?
Exactly.
Okay, you're now hired.
Okay, beautiful. Now, let's move on. So, we moved after that into the various dinim of achila. So, let's take a look at those dinim of achila. So, we had the halacha of a tamei, she'ochal as hakodesh, or it was nichnas lamigdash, betuma. Now, I know where it says in the Torah that abal migdash tamei, it says beferish, an onesh, and an azara. It says in the onesh, it's bishkana shem timei, v'nichrusa nefesh ha'im miyisrael. And I know the iser in Nasai, where it says v'lo yitam'u et machanehem. So it says beferish that somebody who is tamei with saras or a mace or ziva do not come into the machne shechina. Okay, so I've got both the azara and the onesh. But this part, the second part, tamei she'achalat hakodesh, I do know that there's an onesh on that, right? Because it does say beferish v'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher lashem v'tumato alav v'nichrita. So it says over there in that pasuk, someone who will eat the basar of the shlomi while he's tameh, he's chayev kores. But where does it say in the Torah, don't do that? Because remember, we never are able to have the din of the full halach of giving malchus, being mechayev a korban, if we don't have a clear-cut description of don't do, which is the azara, the shame, as we've called it until now. So Reish Lakish says, well, I know it from the fact that it says by a yoledet, b'chol kodesh lo tiga. So it says over there that the woman is not allowed to touch b'chol kodesh, and she's not allowed to go into the migdash, which is going to be important later. So that's an issue. B'chol kodesh lo tiga means that you cannot eat. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to ask later, well, that's not what it says. It says don't touch. Where do we get the idea of don't eat? We're going to look at that soon. Rabbi Yochanan says that he learns in a braisa that the Tana named Bardala said we know it through a gzera shava. And the gzera shava is the word tum'ato. It says over here about the eating of the korban, v'tum'ato alav, the pasuk that we just learned, it says v'tum'ato alav v'nichrata. So that word v'tum'ato alav is also said by someone who is nichnas l'migdash betuma, because it says tamei yihyeh od tumato bo. So that's talking about someone who is tamei mate, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. So mala halan onesh v'azora. So just like in the case of the tamei who is nichnas l'migdash, we know, as we saw before, that there's both an onesh and an azora. So therefore, the Tumato Tumato Gzereshava comes to tell me that there is both Onesh Vazora Binogea, the din of Ochel, is also. But we don't learn it from Reish Lakish's word of Lotiga. Why don't we like that? Well, I understand why Reish Lakish doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan. You can't learn a Gzereshava on your own. So if Reish Lakish was never mekabel this Gezerah Shavah, so then it means that he has to find an alternative. He can't base it on a Gezerah Shavah that he never learned. Now, you see a fascinating thing from here, which is, I mean, listen, Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, right? And if Rabbi Yochanan quotes this Gezerah Shavah, so why not say Reish Lakish just learned this Gezerah Shavah? I mean, what's the problem? He's mekabel it from his Rebbe. So apparently when we say that he was mekabel it from his Rebbe, it doesn't mean through something that's quoted from his Rebbe. It means he was mekabel it that his Rebbe taught it to him directly, not that his Rebbe believes in it. And therefore, he was never mekabel this Gzeira Shavah. So he can't learn it from Tumato Tumato. So he has to learn it from the Yoledet, the Chokodesh Lotiga. But why would Rabbi Yochanan need a Gzeira Shavah if it says Beferish in the Torah, in Tazria, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga? Omar Loch. Bechol Kodesh is not referring to Korbanos, my dear friend. It's referring to Truma. Now, at this point, what we think that means is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that a Tame is not allowed to eat Truma. But that's not what it means. It means that a person whose tummy is not allowed to touch truma. He doesn't agree bichlau with this approach of the Reish Lakish. So there's no way that it could be referring to, according to him, Kodesh is not referring to a korban. It's referring specifically to truma. And because of that, it's coming to tell me the Isser of Negiah and Truma, which first we thought that it means it's talking about the Isser of Achila. So according to Reish Lakish, he takes this word, B'chol Kodesh, and we'll see why we learned that it's Truma specifically. He takes this word to use as an Azara for eating Karban. Now there is Truma that's a Karban, right? So there's the cause of Ashok and so on. There's truma that is kachim kalim, that there was, would also be called truma. But how does he know that there's an iser of achilas truma when you're tame? Well, he says, doesn't it say beferish in the pasuk? Ish ish mizera aharon, v'hu tzarua ozav. Now, that means that we're talking about truma by definition. Why? Because zera aharon is any type of child. Doesn't matter whether it's male or female. And therefore, it's got to be talking about truma. Why? Because if it says over there that that person is not able to eat kodesh, so then it can't be referring to kodesh that a woman is unable to eat. Because the only thing that a woman is able to eat, Ezu Dover, Shu Shave Bizarro Shel Aaron, what is the thing that is Zera Aaron? Truma. Truma is the only thing that is completely the same, whether you're male or female. You have the same rights to eating truma. Now, you'll ask, but one moment, as I mentioned before, there is another truma, and that could be the truma of the Chaz of Ashok. It could be talking about the truma that we're going to be giving to the Kohen from the various lechem that is given to the Kohen to be eaten. Those are also called trumas from the Korban Torah. Those are things that are allowed to be eaten by the Kohen's family. So why can't it be referring to that? Because if that woman would get married, she would never again be able to eat the Truma Sakodashim. Even if her husband died, and now she goes back to Beis Aviyah as Kineureha, We have a specific pasuk that tells us, but only for achilas truma, not for the achila of anything else, even if it's called truma, not for the achila of kachim. So that means that a woman is not permanently empowered to eat those types of trumas. The only truma that she's permanently empowered to eat, even if she had married a Yisrael, still, the moment that she shoots that Yisrael, she's ready to go eat truma again. And therefore, in that case, truma and only truma is what was meant when it says Bizarro shel Aharon. So therefore, says Reish Lakish, that's where I learn that he is the Kodesh over there. That Kodesh is definitely truma. And it says, Achitar, he has to make himself tahar before he can eat it. So what about Rabbi Yochanan? Didn't he learn from the Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga, which was the Yoledetz that Reish Lakish had used to tell me the Isser of Achila? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he learns from Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga the Isser of Truma. So why does he have to psuk him? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you misunderstood me. I never said that the Isser of Achila is learned from the Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga. The pasuk that you just brought, Ishish Mizera Aharon, I agree 100%. That's the Isser of eating truma while you're tummy. But the other pasuk of Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga, that is a reference to touching truma while she's tummy. And I need both of those psukim. So one second now. According to Reish Lakish, we said that Reish Lakish learns from Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga. How does he learn it from that? I mean, you're telling me the Reish Lakish, Bichol Kodesh Lo Tiga comes to tell me the Isser of Achila? But we know that Reish Lakish himself agrees that I need that pasuk to tell me the Isser of Negia. Ahumi boile letame. Shenaga b'kodesh, that it's Osir, the Itmar, he himself, Reish Lakish, says, Tamei shenaga b'kodesh, if you touch kodesh, you're matame, Reish Lakish omer loka, Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't a loka. Reish Lakish, who's the one who says loka, brings the raya from the Oledet, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, which is crazy. Reish Lakish was the one who said b'chol kodesh lo tiga is coming to tell me something else entirely, which is the Yisrachila. And here he contradicts himself, and he says, no, that's coming to tell me that you're not allowed to touch Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't a loke. That Kodesh is a reference to Truma. So now, Reish Lakish contradicts himself entirely. He's using the pasuk. Here he's using it to tell me that you're not allowed to be Eichel, Kochim. And there in that case, he used it to tell me that you're not allowed to touch it. How can you learn both things from the same pasuk? No, you can, says Reish Lakish, because the very fact that the Torah would utilize the word negia when it's really talking about achila, and I'll show you that it's talking about achila, the fact that it substitutes the word negia for achila adds a new anora of negia. That's the point. So tomeshen noga bekodesh, that I learned from the language. That's a semantic issue. So the idea of negia, it's because of the fact that the Torah wants to use that word negia. Fine, lo tiga. But the azara, about the eating, that's because of the fact that it puts together. Remember I mentioned to you before that the end of the pasuk is going to turn out to be very important? Because iskish kodesh lo migdash, bechol kodesh lo tiga, and that goes together with the iser of Vel HaMikdash Lo Tavo. So those two things are therefore now put together by the Torah. Iskush Kodesh Lo Mikdash, just like the Isser of Knisa Lo Mikdash is an Isser that your Chayef Kar is for. Therefore, the Isser over here of Achila has got to be the Isser of something that you would be Chayef Kar is for. But you're never Chayef Kar is on a Negia B'Alma. That's the point. So it has to be talking about that and only that if it's going to be talking about Karis. So according to Reish Lakish, it's the use of the language that tells me that there's a din of Negia, and it's the etzem fact that it's compared as an Isser Karis, which is only somebody who eats from Kodesh Betuma. Now, the problem is that someone who eats Kodesh Betuma is only where that Tuma is now going to affect Basar that was actually meant to be eaten, as we're going to see from the Pasuk. And the halacha is that only someone that is going to eat Basar after the Zrikas Hadam, where over there it was roi to be eaten, is going to be chayev on eating if he is not himself tahor. So if that's the case, I would need a separate pasuk to tell me, according to Reish Lakish, akati lahachi hu de'ata. Reish Lakish can't use this pasuk for what he's cleaving. Why? Because Reish Lakish holds that a tamei who eats besar kodesh before the zrikas hadam, that person is also chayev, which I wouldn't have known if I didn't have an extra pasuk. Why? Take a look at this machlokas. It's Gufa Reish Lakish's own pshat. Deitma. Tamei she'achal besar kodesh lefnei zrikat adamim. Reish Lakish says, you would be loka. And Rabbi Yochanan says, of course you wouldn't be loka. Reish Lakish says, you know how I know you'd be loka? Because I have an additional pasuk of b'chol kodesh lo tiga. Oh my God. So that word b'chol kodesh means any kodesh at all. Lefnei zrika, li'achar zrika. It adds a new iser. That's the point. Was Rabbi Yochanan, well, this, obviously, he's not going to say that, because Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitasai, that we just had before. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan learns out tumato, tumato, correct? That was the whole marker of how do we know that there's an Isra v'tame eating basar tame, basar kodesh, that I learned that out from the v'tumato alav, and it came together with the tumato alav of Knesset l'migdash. But the pasuk that says v'tumato alav is only talking about basar li'achar zrika by definition, because the pasuk that introduces that idea of v'tumato alav is the pasuk that says kol tahor yochal basar. Then ish asher tumato alav, then he's going to be v'nichrata. So in other words, it's the same meat we're talking about. If it's basar that is kol tahor yochal basar, and where is it kol tahor yochal basar? Only li'achar zrika. So then, if the tumato alav, you would be chayev. Mashen kei Reish Lakish, who didn't have that v'tumato alav hekesh, and he learns out the din from b'chol kodesh lo tiga, and the b'chol kodesh lo tiga is compared to the knisa of el amigdash lo tavo, so he understands that kol kodesh means bein lifnei zrika, bein li'achar zrika. Brilliant. So it turns out that the shitot of where they learn it from come out with a tremendous nafkamina la'alacha. Would you be chayev as a tameh on basar that is not able to be eaten even if you would have been tar? That is the machlokas. So memela, it's only li'achar zrika u'dichtiv. But now we're left with a problem, because now we're saying Reish Lakish needs the pasuk of b'chol kodesh lo tiga to teach me this new halacha of your chayev, even if it's lifnei zrikat hadam. But now you're saying that the eating is nogea, also an iser karet, because of the comparison to el hamikdash lo tavo. The problem is that if you eat basar betuma, then it's already, that basar is not roi for achila. There is no chiyav koris. So you can't have it both ways. If you're going to tell me that there is an iser of eating b'chol kodesh before the zrikas hadam and after the zrikas hadam, so how can, in the same pasuk, it be talking about an azara that only partially is chiyav koris and the other part isn't chiyav koris? So we've got a problem in Reish Lakish. Answers Reish Lakish, Shahu, mi b'chol kodesh nafka. The point is, the iser is learned from the word b'chol, but that is just an extra remes. The main issue of the pasuk is the pasuk of eating, specifically basar of kodesh, that is ro'ui. And there's even a braita, as crazy as this sounded, there's even a braita that supports Reish Lakish in this. Tanya Kavasi de Reish Lakish, Bechol Kodesh Lotiga is an azara for eating Basar Kodesh. What? Says the Braita, the very reaction we have. Atomer Azara lo Ochel, it doesn't say don't eat, it says don't touch. O Eino Ella Azara lo Nogea. Oh, but it can't be an Azara lo Nogea. Why? Because Talmud lomar Bechol Kodesh Lotiga vela Migdash lo Tavo. Which means that we're comparing Kodesh LaMigdash. And just like the Migdash is by definition a Davash Yeshbo Nitilat Nishama, meaning there's a Chi of Kores. Only things that there's a Chi of Kores on. And if it's talking about touching, there's never a Chi of Kores for touching something. So Ibn Egiya Miika Nitilat Nishama. Therefore, we have no choice but to say that even though it uses the language of Negiya, it's clearly talking about Achila. And Achila, yes, Achila often has an Isser Kares attached to it, which is exactly what it was that Reish Lakish understood. Whoa. Whew, this has been a serious day, baby. So we've got tons of new issues that need a lot of Chazara, much more to understand, and to understand the cascade in which changing the limut from one of these diukim moves a whole cascade of changes from all of the other psukim is really, it's so sweet to see. And we know how much Richie loves those type of diukim. It's almost like his favorite game. What's his favorite game? Go! And that's exactly what it is that he enjoys about these sugyas the most. As long as it's got a little bit of the East attached to it, Richie's happy. Richie's not happy? Richie.
The football tends to get a little too entangled for me.
Well, how do you do that ghost stuff so well?
Ghost stuff for about 30 years. I have nobody to play with, Robin.
I see I have to start coming back to Finland.
I'm waiting for you.
Great. Okay, all we should do is move Finland to the Golan. I think that would be a great location, and I will join you instantly.
Do you think the Finns will agree to incorporate Hersula to Eretz Israel?
It's destined, my friend, destined. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and don't forget to review this stuff only 101 times. And v'shavtem re'item b'en eved Elohim l'asher lo avado. Kol tov, everybody. Have a great day.